三级就当做金球那么啦像今晚的灯的加深期大哥人数级比数那么级罗拉盘起了三级这不是够三级就当做金球那么啦像今晚的灯的加深期大哥人数级比数那么级罗拉盘起了三级这不是够
Homage to Sakyamuni Buddha, homage to Padmasambhava, homage to Amitabha, homage to Chenrezig, homage to Manjushri, homage to Vajrapani, homage to His Holiness Jamyang Luntuk Gyaltsen, homage to His Holiness Jigme Ponsok, homage to His Holiness Mokta Rinpoche, homage to all the lineage masters. And due to these arising causes, because you have all just come out of retreat, I will give everybody a simple teaching. Whether or not our Dharma is pure depends on the purity of our lineage. Great perfection, the Mahamudra, predominantly depends on this blessing, the blessing of the lineage. In order to attain enlightenment, this is what we must rely on. The only thing we can rely on is the blessing of the pure lineage. And in terms of the great perfection in Mahamudra, this is passed down from great enlightened master to great enlightened master. It's not as if anybody, any ordinary person, can just transmit this Dharma from person to person. In terms of the very strict requirements of transmitting these great perfection in Mahamudra lineages, it is transmitted between great enlightened teachers, and usually it is a reincarnated great enlightened teacher. And not only is it the lineage, it must also be that the great master must be a master that has been really great in practice in previous life and in this life, and has been recommended or approved by another Vajra enlightened guru. And then it is these great Vajra teachers, the ones that are commonly accepted for all sentient beings, that then teaches us the Dharma. It is these enlightened teachers that teach us the great perfection. And then if there's a teacher like this that teaches us or transmits any Dharma to us, it is a boundless blessing. This is not the same as people just speaking about the Dharma as if they are telling stories. All of this empty kind of talk. Not like what we hear sometimes being transmitted over the internet. This is not the style of the teachings. Especially if those who are teaching are just using empty words. They don't follow a pure lineage. They don't have great results in practice in their previous life and including this life. There are these kinds of teachings and teachers on the internet. And where there is the true Dharma, there are these external obstacles and difficulties. And we must practice wholeheartedly, and when we practice, we really must make sure that we are following a proper enlightened teacher, and don't let them be substituted by anybody. What we are following here is this lineage, which includes His Holiness Jigme Ponsok and His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, and this really is an incredibly pure and perfect lineage, and this has been approved around the world, or recognized around the world. And it's good that what we need is that we follow a lineage like this that is recognized around the world. And why is this the case? Because this shows us that this is a correct approved lineage. And why is this so important? Is because this is what we rely on for our practice. And this is what we call the power, the energy of the lineage. And this lineage that I am holding Maybe some of you don't know who the great Lama is. Some of you maybe do know. The great Lamas of mine are His Holiness Jigmeet Ponsok and Yachin Gars, His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, who is my root guru. And the practice of this great lineage comes from His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche Jamyang Luntuk Gelsen of Yachin Gar. And this includes the pith instructions and the practice of Togo. And many of these empowerments also come from His Holiness Jigme Ponsok, for instance, the Kala Chakra empowerment. And this picture over here is my first teacher, Kampo Chuja, and he was recognized as the reincarnation or the current day Milarepa. This is the first teacher from whom I started learning and practicing the great perfection. And then afterwards, my teacher was His Holiness Jigme Ponsok, and then afterwards, my root guru, His Holiness Jamyang Luntuk Gelsen, His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche. And then also this picture over here is His Holiness Moktsar Rinpoche of Katok Monastery. You might all have met him. And this is the type of lineage we must follow, and all of these great masters taught great perfection. This lineage is like our bloodline. And so this lineage has been passed down to me, and then from me it will be transferred down to all of you. After me is you, and you are the ones next in line in terms of this lineage. And so we've had this possibility in our life to receive this very pure lineage, including the empowerments and the practices, and all of this is very, very important, because these are the degenerate times, and as a result, the external environment isn't very good, isn't conducive, and you must all look after your health and really apply yourself in practicing the true Dharma, and really practice well what you are being taught here in terms of the great perfection. Practice these very profound pith instructions. And what we must do is take all of the 84,000 dharmas of Buddha and assimilate them all together and practice them. And all of these empowerments in this lineage we must realize in terms of practice. What do we mean by assimilating all the dharmas together? Is that when we have this unmoving belief and this respect towards our teacher. And this respect isn't something that is superficial, that we show on the surface. It is your internal attitude, the way you pray to the guru and the way you put your hands together in front of your chest, using our body, speech and our mind. This is what we call pure respect. We might notice sometimes our body, speech and mind are not correlating. When we are receiving the empowerments, when we are showing respect, sometimes they don't reflect each other. They reflect different things. While we put our hands in front of our chest in respect, our mind is thinking of all sorts of other things. And then when we are reciting Dharma texts or we are reciting Vajrasattva, our mind has no sense of repentance. Sometimes our minds are full of repentance, however, our hands are not together in front of our chest, showing our respect. Our body, speech and mind must match. And so Buddha taught in the first turning of the Dharma wheel, renunciation, in the second Dharma wheel turning, bodhicitta, and in the third Dharma wheel turning, great wisdom, emptiness. And again, Buddha taught arising causes, wisdom, emptiness, and great wisdom, emptiness. And so these three turnings of the wheel of Buddha, how do we realize them in practice? What is the foundation of this practice is our body, speech, and mind. The mandala, the foundation of the three turnings of the wheel of Buddha, are our body, speech, and mind. Did Buddha not practice for three eons? And what are these three eons? Are our three poisons. Ignorance, attachment, and aversion. And once we have passed these three poisons, then we have passed three eons. The process of passing the three poisons through practice is the passing of the three eons. Through these pith instructions of practicing the great perfection, if we have the merit and the belief, and our mind is pure, then when we abide in the true nature of mind in that moment, abiding in that present, we have already passed the three eons. Why? Because our three poisons, ignorance, attachment, and aversion, have been transcended. In Rigpa, in the true nature of mind, there is no way to give rise to these three poisons. This is how Buddha transcended the three eons, was transcending the three poisons and abiding in this great state of equanimity. By transcending the three poisons, our ignorance, attachment, and aversion, and transcending our eight consciousnesses, the alaya consciousness, and then in the state of the great Dhammadhatu, abiding in meditative concentration in Rigpa, is what Buddha realized under the Bodhi tree at Bodh Gaya, through his three eons of hard, devoted practice. And these very hard and ascetic practices are not very hard on the body. Rather, it is realizing the essence of our three poisons, our ignorance, attachment, and aversion. It is the process of doing this that is the hardest. Buddha not only endured hardships physically, the great hardships was transcending these three poisons.